morning and welcome to St. Ninian's Community Church podcast. It's Frank and Lillian here. Thank you for listening. We will be sharing John chapter 8, verse 1 to 11. This is what it says. A woman caught in adultery. Jesus returned to the Mount of Olives, but early the next morning, he was back again at the temple. A crowd soon gathered, and he sat down and taught them. As he was speaking, the teachers of religious law and Pharisees brought a woman they had caught in the act of adultery. They put her in front of the crowd. "Teacher," they said to Jesus, "this woman was caught in the act of adultery. The law of Moses says to stone her. What do you say?" They were trying to trap him into saying something that they could use against him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote in the dust with his finger. They kept demanding an answer, so he stood up and said, "All right, stone her. But let those who have never sinned throw the first stone." Then he stooped down again and wrote in the dust. When the accusers heard this, they slipped away, one by one, beginning with the oldest, until only Jesus was left in the middle of the crowd with the woman. Then Jesus stood up again and said to her, "Where are your accusers? Didn't even one of them condemn you?" "No, Lord," she said. And Jesus said, Neither do I. Go and sin no more." I'm now going to hand you over to Lillian, who'll do the reflection.
So we have the religious leaders bringing a woman to Jesus, saying she's been caught in the act of adultery. Now, we're unclear whether she was married or whether the man was married, but we do know it was unlawful, and the fact that they were caught means the authorities knew who the man was. So they use the situation to try and catch Jesus out. Once again, the authorities are trying to do everything they can to trap and discredit Jesus. This time they're putting him in a terrible position by asking him his opinion on the law of Moses about stoning a woman who's been caught in a sinful act. Now, Jesus was very familiar with the law. He could easily have just have stopped things in the tract and make the religious leaders and the Pharisees look stupid by actually quoting the laws back at them. But once again, Jesus uses the situation to glorify God and continue his ministry of compassion, forgiveness and love. So Jesus looks at the woman and asks the question, "Does anyone here have no sin? If that is so, then let them cast the first stone." Jesus is, of course, saying that there is no one but God who is capable of passing judgment. He's also quietly reminding the Pharisees of the law, which says that the man who was caught in the act with the woman should also be present and should also be enduring the same punishment as the woman. And by them not complying with this, they were indeed also breaking the law themselves. We can read this law in Leviticus 20, verse 10, where it reads, "If a man commits adultery with another woman, another man's wife, they must also be put to death." While Frank and I were reading this passage, the word waiting just kept coming to mind. So these are just a couple of reflections that we thought we would share with you guys. Waiting and reflection. Jesus gave them time to reflect on what they were going to do. While he wrote in the dust, while he bent down and he kind of scribbled away in the dust, he was giving them time to consider the consequences of their action. Jesus, he came to save and not to condemn. And I think he was like telling us that he was waiting for sinners. He wasn't just going to just judge them right away, but he was giving them time. And regardless of who or what their sins were, He actually was opening the eyes of both the Jews and the Pharisees and was making them realise that they were actually sinners as well, and that they had to accept that they were as guilty as the woman that they were actually condemning. They were actually guilty of their own sins, even those who thought that they were actually better than anyone else. And that's probably why, one by one, they actually had to turn and walk away. The second thing we thought was, can you imagine being in the crowd that day and seeing this happen? How must that woman have felt? Because she was waiting as well. She was waiting on a decision being made about her life. Her life was actually in the hands of Jesus, because they had actually asked Jesus what he thought. What did he think about the law of Moses? What was his thoughts on all of this? And then Jesus turned and said to her, "Where are the people left standing that condemn you?" And then he said, "There is no one here." And then he said to her, "I don't condemn you either." Now, she probably would have known who Jesus was. She'd have heard about him, but she certainly wouldn't have expected to have met Jesus in these circumstances. Jesus then turns and tells her that the life that she had been living, where she'd been shunned, degraded, where she'd been in isolation, that life was now over. That she had now been forgiven, that her sins had been forgiven, and her life had been restored. And she was now living a brand new life. A life in Christ, a new beginning. And that's what we want for our loved ones. That's what we want for the people that we love and care about. So I would really urge you guys to keep praying. Pray for your family and your friends and your neighbours. Ask Jesus to provide that unusual circumstance that he provided for that lady that day. Because it was an unusual circumstance. She certainly didn't expect to meet Jesus that way. Jesus will use any situation, any opportunity to reach into the brokenhearted. Jesus wants us in his kingdom with him. And somebody prayed for us and prayed us into the kingdom. I'm sure some of us were more challenging than others, but we got there in the end. So we want to keep doing that for others. So yeah, keep praying for each other, guys. Be excited. We need to share the same joy and the same hope. Jesus provides all freedom for those who need it and want it. So let's start sharing Jesus' love story. Frank's going to close in prayer now.
Father, we come before you this morning as sinners for this reading this morning. Thank you and ask for your forgiveness for our sins and to help us not to be like the people of religious law and the Pharisees who think they are without sin. Lord, help us not to judge or be judgmental of people by their colour or creed, but to look into their hearts with kindness, love and compassion as you look into our hearts. Thank you for your Son and our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.